We all experience stress throughout our lives. Stress is a state of worry or mental tension caused by a difficult situation, being under more pressure. And almost anything can cause stress in your life. Anything that affects your daily life, relationships, or work can cause stress. Some stress is good. Positive stress, when we feel excited, for example, about a holiday or promotion or a party. Or we have an event coming up we've prepared for and we're excited about it happening. It's good. It triggers happy chemicals as well as the stress chemicals. And this is called eustress. Don't expect you to remember that, but that's fine. The opposite is distress. And this is what most people consider to be stress. And this can have a negative impact on us physically and mentally. Listen to the recording about how mental well-being is linked to physical health to understand the impact of stress chemicals. Now, stress can lead to changes in our behaviour. We maybe become more anxious, struggle to sleep, be more irritable and angrier. I'm really nasty when I'm stressed. These are all normal reactions to stress. It can also twist our thinking processes. We are more likely to jump to conclusions and personalised behaviours. When you're stressed, you think people are doing things on purpose just to annoy you. It seems like when you're late for something, there seems to be more useless drivers on the road. Or when you're in a rush, the kids seem more troublesome and less willing to help. And that makes us angrier. And I've been there, believe me. One of the best ways to deal with stress is to actually be less susceptible to it in the first place, which is why one of the balanced people resource categories is proactively supporting your mental well-being. And it's why we send you a weekly nudge email for you to monitor how you're doing. Research shows that if we're proactive in managing our mental health, we are more resilient. If we're more resilient, we're less likely to experience chronic stress. Our resilience is influenced by a wide range of factors, including biological and environmental, but it's also fluid. There are times when we feel more resilient than others. Stress can have a detrimental effect on our resilience, which makes us further susceptible to stress. It's like a vicious circle. Being proactive in supporting our mental well-being makes us more resilient and less vulnerable to stress. So let's say you are proactively supporting your mental well-being, but you're stressed and struggling to manage it. What can you do? There are many ways of managing stress out there, but for me, the simplest one to understand and use is one developed by two very clever people called Lazarus and Folkman. Now, they have a definition of stress that I really like. They say that stress occurs when we have a demand placed upon us, but we don't think we have the resources to meet that demand, okay? Or we think we don't have the resources to meet that demand and that we're not going to be able to do it and it's going to be a bad outcome. Now, interestingly, here is the interesting thing. What they found is that your stress levels aren't affected by the level of demand on you or the amount of resources that you have, because that can vary for people. What it is affected by is how we think. So what will be the consequences of us not meeting the demand? If you catastrophize the result of not being able to do something, that increases your stress levels, okay? So that's why this resource is under mindset coaching and refers to mindset in the title. It is about your mindset. So putting this into a simple but practical example, and a lot of my examples are based around messy houses because that's one thing that used to really bother me. If, for example, your house is a bit of a mess and you have a phone call saying that someone's coming to visit in an hour, and you know that the visitor is a judgy type of person and will criticize you for not having a tidy house. You also know that 1 hour is nowhere near enough to tidy the house. So you feel stress immediately. The level of stress you feel isn't based on how much of the time you can get done. The level of stress you feel is affected by what you think will happen if the house isn't tidy. So if you think, well, the whole bag will have to judge me and I'm really not bothered what she thinks, I don't care, then your stress will be less. If you think, oh, she's going to think I'm an awful person and tell everyone I can't cope and everyone will think badly of me, then you've got increased stress levels. Okay, so using this idea of stress, Lazarus and Folkman then came up with two ideas for reducing stress: problem-focused or emotion-focused. Problem-focused means, can I resolve the problem by either reducing the demand or increasing my ability to do it? Then the stress is reduced. So look at the demands placed upon you. Is there any way of reducing the demand, or by asking whoever's making the demand upon you? Or sometimes the demand is your own expectations. Can you change that? It doesn't have to be perfect. Okay. And quite often stresses are of our own making because we think we have to do everything. So if the demand can't be changed, is it possible to increase the resources we have to meet the demand? Can we get help? Can we free up some more of our time by dropping other things that really aren't important? You will be okay if you or the family go a week eating ready meals or cooking for themselves or not having a perfect house. So with the house tidying and the visitor, reducing demand would be, okay, I'm only going to let her in the lounge. I'm not letting her look in the rest of the house. There you've reduced the demand. And then increasing the resources will be, I'm going to get so-and-so to help me do it. Okay? So that is a problem-focused solution. And if you're thinking, Sam, these are great suggestions, but that's fine. Okay, it can't happen. That's okay. Because then we have the emotion-focused solution. And I am suggesting to you, you change how you think about the stress. The more you catastrophize what will happen, the more stressed you will be. So if we can rationalize the possible outcomes, you are likely to be less stressed. If you can't change the problem, change how you think about it. This is actually linked to other research, which suggests that the best way of dealing with setbacks and failures is to accept, reframe, and then laugh about it. If you can't change it, change how you think about it. And I know this is going to be a challenge, but it does get easier the more you practice it, and you will need to practice it. Here's a really simple example. Think about something that continually drives you up the wall. It may be trivial. In fact, it probably is trivial. It may be someone at work who has a messy desk or doesn't wash the cups up, or someone at home not hanging the towels up to dry. This drives you crazy every single time. And you may have tried lots of ways to get them to change, but it hasn't worked, right? They probably aren't actually bothered about it. So this is let me asking, who's the stupid one here? The one who isn't really bothered about it because they don't care, or the one who continually gets annoyed about it, even though it's never going to change, i.e. you? There are two really good sayings here. The definition of madness is repeating the same behaviours over and over, expecting a different result. And another one I like, anger is a poison that only damages the vessel that carries it. Okay? Accept it. Reframe it, laugh about it. Are they ever going to tidy their desk or wash their cups up? No. So laugh about it. They have a messy desk. So what? It's okay. Are they ever going to hang their towels up? No. So hang them up yourself. Yes, there is a principle at stake, but look, do you do everything perfectly? Now, that's a really simplified example, and I don't mean to dismiss any stress that you're feeling, but it does apply for stress over serious issues. If you can't change it, change how you think about it so it has less of a detrimental effect on your life. Your worrying won't change the outcome and will probably reduce your level of resources, so you may work less efficiently. The CBT worksheet attached to this will help you follow a step-by-step procedure. Can you change the situation? Can you change the demand or your ability to meet the demand? If yes, then do that. If you can't, then rationalize your thoughts with regard to the stress. What are you worried about happening if you can't do this? What has happened before when you couldn't? Has it never happened before? And to be fair, a lot of people worry about stuff that's never happened. Which is the most likely outcome of you not being able to meet the demand, and what will you do for that? Don't catastrophize. Look at the likely outcome if you really don't do what is required or if what you want doesn't happen. Is it really as bad as you think it's going to be? And if it is, then what will you do? What's your plan? If you have a plan, you feel more in control. Stress and anxiety are compounded by catastrophizing. I'll say that word again, catastrophizing, and fear of the unknown. If you are realistic about what will happen and have a plan for it, you will be okay and your stress levels will be reduced. Your mindset is the key. And remember, you need to keep practicing new thoughts for them to become habit. Thanks for listening. And remember, you are amazing.